Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental musical elements you'll encounter across every single part of your GCSE music course, tempo. Whether you're sitting the listening and appraising exam, submitting your composition portfolio, or preparing for your performance assessment, tempo is absolutely everywhere. So let's make sure you've got it completely nailed. By the end of this episode, you'll know every Italian tempo marking you need, how to use them in your exam answers, how to apply them in your compositions, and how to demonstrate control and performance. Let's get started. Section 1. What is tempo? So, first things first. Tempo is the speed of the beat in a piece of music, not the speed of the notes, the speed of the underlying pulse. This is a really important distinction, and it's one of the most common mistakes candidates make in the listening exam. Tempo is about the beat. Rhythm is about the duration of individual notes. These are two completely different musical elements, and if you mix them up in your answers, you will lose marks. Think of it this way. Imagine you're clapping along to a song. The speed at which you're clapping, that's the tempo. The rhythm is the pattern of the notes the singer is singing over the top of your claps. Got it? Great. Tempo is measured in beats per minute, or BPM. A metronome marking of 60 BPM means there are 60 beats every minute, exactly one beat per second. A marking of 120 BPM means 2 beats per second, twice as fast. Section 2, Italian tempo markings, your essential vocabulary. Now, in the OCR GCSE music exam, you are expected to use Italian terminology when describing tempo. Using vague English phrases like it gets faster or it's quite slow will not earn you full marks. Examiners are specifically looking for the correct Italian terms, and they must be spelled correctly. Let me walk you through the full spectrum, from slowest to fastest. Starting at the slow end, we have largo. Largo means broad or wide, and it sits at around 40 to 60 beats per minute. This is extremely slow. Think of a very solemn, weighty piece of music. A funeral march might use largo. Next up is larghetto, a slightly faster version of largo, sitting at around 60 to 66 BPM. Still very slow, but with just a little more movement. Then we have adagio, which means at ease or slow. This sits at around 66 to 76 BPM. Adagio is often used in slow, expressive movements. Think of the second movement of a classical symphony or a slow lyrical ballad. Moving into the middle range, we reach andante. This is one you absolutely must know. Andante means at a walking pace, and it sits at around 76 to 108 BPM. It's a comfortable, flowing tempo, not rushed, not dragging. Many pop songs and folk tunes sit in this range. Just above andante is andantino, which is slightly faster than andante, a brisk walk rather than a leisurely stroll. Then we have moderato, moderate speed, around 108 to 120 BPM, right in the middle of the spectrum. Not slow, not fast, just moderate. Now we move into the faster tempos. Allegretto sits at around 112 to 120 BPM, moderately fast, but not quite as lively as allegro. Be careful with this one. Candidates often confuse allegretto with allegro. Allegretto is slightly slower and lighter in character. Allegro is one of the most commonly used tempo markings, and you will definitely encounter it in the listening exam. It means lively or fast, sitting at around 120 to 156 BPM. Many first movements of classical symphonies and sonatas are marked allegro. Then we have vivace, lively and fast, around 156 to 176 BPM. Vivace has a sense of energy and brightness to it. At the very fast end, we have presto, very fast, around 168 to 200 BPM. Think of a rapid, virtuosic passage in a concerto. And finally, prestissimo, as fast as possible, over 200 BPM. This is the absolute top of the scale. Section 3, tempo changes, accelerando and ritardando. As well as fixed tempo markings, you need to know the terms for gradual changes in tempo. Accelerando, often abbreviated to accel, means gradually getting faster. This is used to build tension, create excitement, or drive towards a climax. In film music, for example, accelerando is a classic technique used to heighten suspense in a chase scene or build towards a dramatic moment. Ritardando, abbreviated to RIT or RITARD, means gradually getting slower. It's often used at the end of a phrase or section to signal a cadence or a moment of resolution. You might also see rallentando, which has a similar meaning, slowing down but often with a sense of broadening out. A tempo means return to the original tempo after a deviation. So if a composer writes ritardando and then a tempo, they're telling the performer to slow down and then return to the original speed. Rubato is another important term. It means with a flexible tempo, where the performer takes expressive liberties with the beat, pushing and pulling the tempo for emotional effect. Rubato is particularly common in romantic piano music. Section 4. Tempo across the three assessment objectives. Now let's think about how tempo appears across all three of your assessment objectives, because this is where your marks are really earned. AO3, listening and appraising, carries the most weight at 40% of your total mark. In the listening exam, you'll be asked to identify, describe, and analyze tempo in unfamiliar pieces of music. When you hear a piece, focus on the underlying beat rather than the surface rhythm. Count the beats per minute in your head if you need to, and then match that to the appropriate Italian term. When describing tempo in an exam answer, always go beyond just naming the term. Link it to the effect it creates. For example, don't just write, "The tempo is allegro." Write, "The tempo is allegro," which creates a sense of energy and momentum, driving the music forward. That kind of analytical response is what earns you the higher marks. AO1, performance is worth 30%. In your performance assessment, examiners are looking for consistent pulse control. One of the most common reasons candidates lose marks in performance is unintentional tempo fluctuation, speeding up during easy passages and slowing down during technically demanding ones. The key is to practice with a metronome regularly and to maintain your chosen tempo even when the music gets difficult. Deliberate tempo changes, like a ritardando at the end of a phrase, are credited. Unintentional rushing or dragging is penalized. AO2, composition, is also worth 30%. In your composition work, you must include a clear tempo marking at the start of your score. This can be an Italian term, a metronome marking in BPM, or both. Examiners will credit effective use of tempo changes to provide contrast and structural definition. For example, using a slower andante section in the middle of an otherwise allegro piece creates contrast and gives the listener a moment of repose before the energy returns. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every year and how you can avoid them. Mistake number 1, using emotional language instead of technical language. Writing "the tempo is sad" or "the music feels slow and depressing" will not earn marks. Tempo is about speed, not emotion. Write "the tempo is adagio" and then explain the effect, which creates a melancholic, reflective atmosphere. Emotion comes from the effect, not the description of the tempo itself. Mistake number 2, confusing rhythm and tempo. Remember, tempo is the speed of the beat. Rhythm is the pattern of note durations. If a question asks about tempo, do not describe the rhythmic patterns. Focus on the pulse. Mistake number 3, using vague English instead of Italian terms. Getting faster loses marks. Accelerando earns marks. Always use the correct Italian terminology. Mistake number 4, misspelling Italian terms. Examiners do look at spelling. Allegretto, not allegretto. Wait, that one's fine, but ritardando, not ritardando. Again, fine. The ones candidates most often misspell are accelerando, accelerando, and ritardando, ritardando. Practice spelling these. Mistake number 5, not including a tempo marking in your composition. This is a simple mark that candidates give away for free. Always put a tempo marking at the very start of your score. Section 6, quick fire recall quiz. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What Italian term means gradually getting faster? The answer is accelerando. Question 2. What is the approximate BPM range for andante? The answer is 76 to 108 BPM. Question 3. What does a tempo mean? It means return to the original tempo. Question 4. Which is faster, allegro or vivace? Vivace is faster, sitting at around 156 to 176 BPM compared to allegro's 120 to 156 BPM. Question 5. What is the difference between tempo and rhythm? Tempo is the speed of the beat. Rhythm is the pattern of note durations. Question 6. What term describes a flexible, expressive approach to tempo in romantic music? Rubato. How did you do? If you got all six, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Tempo is the speed of the beat, measured in BPM. It is not the same as rhythm. 2. Learn your Italian tempo markings in order from slowest to fastest. Largo, larghetto, adagio, andante, andantino, moderato, allegretto, allegro, vivace, presto, prestissimo. 3. Know your tempo change terms. Accelerando for getting faster, retardando for getting slower, a tempo for returning to the original speed, and rubato for flexible tempo. 4. In the listening exam, always link your tempo identification to the effect it creates. Don't just name the term, analyze it. 5. In performance, practice with a metronome to maintain a consistent pulse. Deliberate changes are credited, unintentional ones are penalized. 6. In composition, always include a tempo marking at the start of your score. That's everything for today's episode on tempo. You've got this. Now go and practice those Italian terms until they're second nature. Good luck with your studies, and I'll see you in the next episode.